Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 11, just so you don't lose sight of the thought, Paul, again, is not switching gears. He's encouraging these believers, these Hebrew believers who's under severe persecution. And this whole chapter, we think we call it the Hall of Fame or the faith roll call of the faithful. It's to show them that all the difficulties that the Old Testament saints went through, God still delivered them. As we look at it, the first one we'll note is by faith, Abel. Abel was the first, we'd say the first martyr. Some people don't like to use that term because he's Old Testament, but people were martyred in the Old Testament. I won't get into all of that, but Abel was martyred because the name of Christ. Cain didn't like that. And so we see as we go through the different stages, people had different problems, but yet by faith, they overcame. By the way, faith is the victory. There's a song out there, faith is the victory. Hey, faith is the victory. Well, so don't lose sight. That's what this is all about. And it's for us also. Remember, if they can do it, we can do it. I read a passage of scripture last week in 1 Timothy where Paul told young Timothy, who he described himself, Paul, who was before was injurious and a blasphemer, a persecutor, all these things in his past life. And basically what he's saying, if God could do that for me, he could do anything for you. And so that's the thought of Hebrews chapter number 11, is encouraging these believers who are under severe persecution. And we looked at the first three verses last week, and we started in verse number 4. And we'll read verse number 6 this morning. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he, speaking of Abel, was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you see, he began this great chapter of faith by saying, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch. We read down, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, on and on and on. That's how these verses begin, by faith. Now, when we look at Abel, an interesting story about Abel. By faith Abel, okay? How did Abel know to bring a more excellent sacrifice? Where did he get his information? Remember, they didn't have completed the Word of God. They didn't have the Word of God. Nothing was even written. Where did he get his information? Because it says, by faith, Abel. What's the word I'm looking for? I suggest to you, and that ain't a good word to suggest, but without a lack of a better word, that he got his information from God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember the story about Adam and Eve. You know the story of Adam and Eve. This was the Abel was the second born. Cain was the first. Abel was the second born. Well, Adam and Eve, you know, they sinned, and God preached that wonderful message in Genesis chapter number 3. And he talked about where after they'd sinned, they covered themselves by their own hands. Adam and Eve did, whether it's fig leaves or whatever it was, you know, the picture is. But by their own hands, they covered their body, their nakedness. God said, no, that's not good enough. Because of this, death comes and there has to be a sacrifice made. And that's what Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 15, that prophesying about Jesus Christ, the prophecy of Christ. Anyway, so blood had to be shed. And by the way, every time I think of this, I can't even fathom the horror that Adam and Eve must have experienced with the death of, I believe, it was a little lamb. Because if you remember, Adam named all these animals. Y'all remember that, where God would bring these animals, and of course he didn't speak English, but he brought a monkey to him, and in English we call him what Adam would call him, you know. But anyway, he said, oh, that's a monkey. And he named them. Not only that, could he had known them. Now, don't get me wrong. Y'all remember Dr. Doolittle? He would speak to the animals and all. I'm not saying Adam would speak to them, but they, somehow it was a sinless environment. Obviously, because there was no death, no sin, he could communicate with them somehow. I don't know how it was happening. Again, don't get me wrong and think they talked back and forth like Dr. Doolittle. But anyway, how much of a horror it must have been for Adam and Eve to see an animal slaughtered. Blood was shed. And Adam was clothed with that animal skin. Okay, let me just go on a little farther. They had a son named Cain. Now, matter of fact, God had drove them from the garden. The word drove literally means he had to forcibly remove them from the Garden of Eden. And who could blame them? Because in that Garden of Eden was a tree. It's called the Tree of Life. And God said, we must drive them out lest man eat of that fruit and live forever. A footnote, if Adam would have ate of the Tree of Life, he would still be here today. 6,000 years old, he would still be walking on this earth, and God would not have that. Preacher, you're crazy. I'm just telling what the Bible said, that he would live forever. So he drove them out, and he put the cherubs, both the flaming swords, by the entrance of the Garden of Eden. What happened to that Garden of Eden? I believe it was destroyed when the flood come. Just my personal opinion. But anyway, so don't go looking for it. Anyway, they were expelled out of the garden. They had their first son, Cain, had a second son named Abel. And I can just imagine that Adam and Eve also would teach their children the things of God, which is a very interesting point I have here in my notes. So let me just jump ahead. Two different fellas, Cain and Abel, but yet in the same house, same mommy and daddy. Pardon the expression, they went to the same church. I know they didn't have church, but you know what I'm talking about. Had the same faith. And all. I mean, grew up in the same household. And yet, they made their own choices in life. Which thinks to in our family, somehow maybe we have some in our families, in our church family, some kids rebel. Some kids do well. And sometimes they hear, what did I do wrong? Well, maybe you did nothing wrong. You raised them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, but yet they made the decision to go one way. And we see that example here with Cain and Abel. Same opportunities, same exact opportunities, but one chose evil and one chose good or righteous. So we see here, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. I have a note here. Since the beginning of mankind, faith has always been that vehicle to approach God. Salvation has always come by faith, not by works. Some people would teach that mankind was saved one way in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, they're saved a different way. No, there's always has been and always will be only one plan of salvation. That's faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Do you know Adam, Abel, Abraham, all of these Old Testament saints were saved by placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, when we get in about Abraham, a note, I'm be preaching this morning in Romans chapter number 5, verses 1 and 2. Well, in Romans chapter number 4, it talks about Abraham being saved by faith. When you read Romans chapter number 4. And Paul is bringing out the expression, we're saved the same exact way that Abraham was saved, by faith.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.